Hello podcast listeners, thank you for listening to our second GSD radio podcast. If you've missed our first podcast with our academic director Katia, make sure to check it out on our website at warwick.ac.uk/GSD. Perhaps you found this podcast through our Twitter account. If not, please follow us at warwickgsd. Or perhaps you found the link on our Facebook page, Warwick Global Sustainable Development. Today we are talking to Professor Jan Palmowski. He is a professor of modern and contemporary history and currently serves as the Pro Vice Chancellor at the University of Warwick. Jan is particularly interested in global sustainable development and is one of the key partners of our degrees. We asked him to tell us a little bit about himself and his career.
So I studied history and economics, so I am actually the kind of joint degree student that we're talking about here, and I applied for a master's both in economics and in history, was accepted for both, and then I decided to go for post-credit study in history, and in fact I went straight on to a PhD. I started my career at the University of Oxford, so that's where I did my DPhil, as it was called, so that's a PhD in Oxford terms, and then I got my first positions at Oxford, and then I went on to become a lecturer at King's College London, and I spent 12 years in London before then coming to Warwick.
You were one of the people who made these degrees at Warwick a reality. How did you first become interested in global sustainable development?
I have a number of passions about this. One is when you travel around the world and you see some of the pollution in some of the less developed parts of the world, when you see some of the social inequalities, when you face questions of the degradation of the environment, and you face this trade-off between, you know, people want to have a better life, they want to buy cars, just as we have in the West, but that has real consequences for the environment for all. When you think about questions of social inequality in terms of gender or ethnicity, there are so many issues that concern us here, but that also concern other parts of this world in very different ways. And I think that just having a platform in which we can think about these issues and in which we can bring together expertise from different subjects to consider them together, I think that's really important. And the second issue is really, I mean, just looking at it from the other side, I've become increasingly concerned that as economists, as people studying business, but also as historians or as people from history of art, we have a lot of disciplinary expertise that's not always called for in these discussions. And actually, that is a real loss. And so I also wanted to really think about how we can allow these different disciplines to really bring what they have to the table.
And that's how our Global Sustainable Development degrees were born.
Global Sustainable Development is a range of degrees that we've developed at Warwick really with a new agenda in mind, and that's really with an attempt to enable students to specialise in individual subjects, but then also to apply these subjects and their knowledge they've gained to real life problems. And these are the skills that students will really need in today's business environment, but very often universities don't really teach them, they just teach the subjects, they don't really then engage the students in how that's then applied in the real world. And this is a completely new departure, certainly for Warwick, but I also think for universities in the UK more generally, just because we're looking at the global problems that the UN defines as being global, as affecting every individual country, and we are encouraging students and involving students in addressing the global problems through the study of their individual subject.
Why is it important to study these areas, and what do you wish to achieve with these degrees during the next 5 years?
So at a global level, there are massive problems within different parts of the world in relation to sustainable development. If you just think about the issue of food security, water security in arid areas, if you think about the question of biodiversity, pollution and so forth, and these are really difficult questions. And I would really want our degree and our students and our staff to engage with these problems with other parts of the world as real partners in order to facilitate a genuine interchange between us and other universities that our students will go to, other companies where students will look for internships and have them there, so that we can actually acquire much better knowledge in the UK about how problems are resolved elsewhere that might be really relevant for us, but also how in turn our expertise can help inform solutions to problems elsewhere. By 2020, our aspiration will be to be recognized as the leading national site in which employers, politicians can engage with students to discuss the problems of today and tomorrow. We will also be recognized globally as in one of the university programs which the UN wishes to engage with. By 2020, we will also have graduated just our first cohort, and so we want to then begin a process of continual engagement with them as they go into their careers, because this is a program about really making a difference, and these will all be students that will want to make a difference in the world, and we will want to be involved with that as they go forth.
So why should students choose to study global sustainable development at the University of Warwick?
Warwick has a whole range of advantages in teaching this degree. First of all, this degree is based on the research excellence of the entire university. So we have a number of 10 or 12 global research priorities which combine the research strengths of staff from across different disciplines in an interdisciplinary way. So they are around themes like connecting cultures or food security or energy, and each of these actually link into global sustainable development. So we have real research strengths across the board in this. The second thing I would say is that at Warwick we've really engaged with the UN agenda in a completely innovative way. So the UN agenda is really coming into full force in 2016, so we've really developed this degree just as the UN was engaging with the issues that we're concerned about, so poverty, biodiversity, green energy and so forth. The third reason is that we've really engaged with employers, and this is a big agenda for employers, so we have a very good sense of the kinds of skills that employers are looking for.
When applying to university, every student is concerned about their employability after graduation. What kind of jobs will our students be able to do in one of our joint degrees?
So the West Midlands is home to a huge range of construction companies, heritage sites and so forth. There's a whole, almost an endless range of local employment opportunities where students can really apply their skills, because these companies really are looking for that, and we can see that this in job advertisements. But beyond that, of course, questions of how you make a company sustainable, how you reduce CO2 emissions in buildings, how you bank more ethically. If you just think about the anti-corruption agenda that is, after all, national legislation, so companies must make sure that their policies are ethical and their business is ethical. There is a whole range of ways in which national companies also really need the skills that the students will bring. But beyond that, I think at a global level, I mean, just think about the need of conducting business in China but reducing pollution levels. Think about the need of conducting business in Indonesia or in Malaysia whilst making sure that the general development levels of the countries more widely are improved, and not just for a small section of the population. So again, the kind of skills that our students acquire are really going to stand them in good stead, whether they are looking for opportunities locally, regionally, nationally or globally.
How about those students who are interested in further study and research?
Students taking this degree will be highly employable in the commercial sector or the industrial sector, but they will also be very attractive to universities afterwards for master's study and for PhD studies. And that is because increasingly as academics and as scholars, we need to justify our research. We need to think about how our research relates to real life problems. This is the concern of our funders, this is the concern of society in which we live, and therefore the way in which we apply our subjects is essential to concern to academics, which at the moment universities don't teach, and this is a rare degree which actually teaches students this from the beginning. And so these students will be much more able to engage with impact agendas, with thinking about the relevance of the research that they undertake, and in that sense I think they'll also be highly employable and very attractive when universities, including Warwick, advertise for jobs.
Our final question is the following. Would you say you lead a sustainable life?
I am 47 years old and only just got a car 6 months ago. We made a conscious decision to really try and commute by train, by public transport, and that's been very tough. that's just a small example of how we are trying to engage with these issues. I can't say that we live a sustainable life. You know, we eat beef and maybe that's not great. We are trying to do things to offset what we're doing in we're doing wrong, as it were, but we do find it difficult. At individual level, I do think it's a question of all sorts of small steps of trying to adopt individual behaviours that are, again, sustainable, as it were, that you're not trying to have a big New Year's resolution that's big bang, everything will change, and then 2 days later you forget about it because it's too hard, but that bit by bit you try and adopt new behaviours.
Thank you for listening to GSD Radio, and thank you to our host, Oliver Cooper. Recorded and edited by Andy Manid. Music by Bensound.